Samar Gimel Amar Aleph, that this is kind of called Moredes. Yeah, thank you. Moredes. And Tosa says at the very end of the Tosa Rav Huna, Vimtom Moredes Yimulacha, my popes Lamik Subasa, Lin called Pizra Valesin. I read you the Gemara Baba Kama, but I guess now we have a board back. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Yesterday I read it to you from my little tiny Gemara there, because we were out of business. Baruch Hashem, we're back in business today. Let's take a look in the Gemara Bakama. Baba Kama. This is a very important Gemara. We'll see where the phrase is found. On the side, I tell you where the phrase is found. But Kamachav Ches is going to be a big smoke in Shas. See everyone see it on the bottom next to this line? Linkot Pizra Velasiv. Tosa saying Super Samagil is calling about Kama on the Chav Ches Samad Aleph. What's the case? A person had, there was someone, the people were using his land as a thoroughfare. So then, if Ovid is Shidal Nafshay, if that's true, let him take a stick and sit there and let everybody through. Hey, you're using a stick. The Torah seems to say you use a stick over here too. Fine. Keep this Gemara in mind. Okay. Will it be so far? You have, everyone has copies? Yeah? Okay. So now Rabosai, we started yesterday with a Gemara in Ksubas at Pei Vav Amin Aleph. So it's Chaz the back of the Gemara again. Ksubas Pei Vav Amin Aleph. This is the very end of Shia yesterday. We're going to Chaz it for a minute. The last three lines. Penina. Bamed Baramurim. What does it mean? Rashi. The Lok Arboim. You get Malkus Arboim in Bethan. Mitzis Losa said. Abu Mitzis Asay to go. Shomolo Asay Sukha Vena Osa. Lula Vena Osa. Makinoso Ashatate Nafsho. Rashi. Makinoso. Kodam Shabal Asay. The HBO the Kayin. This is the concept which we know in our lingo. As kofin al ha-mitzvos. What's it doing here in Ksubis on that Pei Vav Amin Aleph? Refer to the following question over here in Bosan. The Gemara has a minute, 2 lines before that. The didach, the amit priyas balchov mitzvah. What do you mean mitzvah? What does mitzvah mean? Rashi. Priyas balchov mitzvah. Mitzvah lam lefroa kovo la mitzvorov. This is hei tzedek, shein hei shalom tzedek, la shalom tzedek. What it really means to say is it's only a mitzvah. It's not a monetary obligation as such. It's a mitzvah. So the Gemara wants to know, so you can't attach his assets, so what do? You don't want to do the mitzvah. Thank you so much for informing me it's a mitzvah to pay back my debt. I'll decide to learn Torah, and it's also a mitzvah. I'll eat matzah, I don't know what else, but I'll do something else, I'll pick a different mitzvah. So the Gemara says, yeah, you can force him. You're not forcing him as a monetary idea, because it's only, if you hold Priyas Bachov Mitzvah, probably hold that there's no Shibud or Raisa, we're not going to all the Prodom, etc. It doesn't matter right now. You see, you can force somebody to, basically to force somebody to perform a mitzvah. That's the sug over here. And the question becomes, Rabosai, who can force whom to do what? So instead of showing it to you on the board, which I could, I'd rather show it to you in print. Since I gave it out, is a big machlokes in the two of the greatest gedolim ever, known as the Ktzos and the Nesivos. Those who learned, you know, Chashev Mishpat, you know right away, that's the big machlokes over here. Okay? So, we have the Nesivos says as follows. Look what he said. Kevan the domile osa sukha vena osa the kof and also the kaima mitzvah. Call Adam Metzuva LaHafish Chaveru MeYisur. I feel the Mishena B'chal Bezdin. Can the Muchav Baba Kamet Avchav Cheska Ben Nitzur Shkol LeYamav the Yochel Rabbi LaKoso K'delev Harfrisha MeYisur Shivcha. Let's see. We saw this yesterday. Let's see it again now today. Of course, look at this Gemara. Tushma. Look. Watch. Minayin Len Nitzur Shkol LeYamav Rabbi Mesarav LaLotzes V'chol Baba Sabachaburo Shupater Lo Sichu Kofer. More suggests as follows. What's up, Shah? Evet Shemos lo Rabbi Shifcha Kleinis, Ado in the Hetera, Vahashla Yisura. So he's going to hit the Evet. It's a private city, it's not a Bezdin. He's going to hit the Eved to make sure the Eved is not in violation of what? The Yisrael of a Ben Choron living with a Shibcha. Serious violation, that's what Rashi says. Hailey go Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, watch this. Isura. Rashoy al koso lafisha. We read this yesterday, I read to you. The high dina lava nafshayu. He's God's policeman. He's not doing it for himself. Dina lafshay means, I want to protect my property rights. People shouldn't use my house as a thoroughfare, whatever the case may be. Here in this particular situation, he's not lafshay. He's doing Kodesh Baruch Hu's work. Okay? On both sides, this is the Gemara Rashi. Says the Heligot Tos, in the Sefer Meshover of Nesivos, okay, where he, you know, responds to the critiques of the Nesivos. Look what he says. He says, no, the Tos is wrong, the Nesivos is wrong. Why? Well, we said based on Tosfos. What did Tosfos say? The third line, the Mili, the Isui, please take one of these. The Mili, the Isui, Yalfinon, Measher Tosim Lifneim, Velo Lifneid Yotos. Well, the Divri HaMechaber, means the Kfizan the Sivis, and Ken Hedger Bial, Meyochel Lochef HaGita, the Mocha Shekol from the Hoti, with the Vare Psul Doraisa, Medjid Mas HaGita. Remember, Rabbi Osai, it's all based on the same person. Asher Tosim Lifneim, we all know the first Pasuk of Parashat Mishpatim, and the Gemara has in Rashi already quotes the Chumash, below the Fnei Adiotos. So obviously you need a Bezn, either a Bezn of Smuchim in the old days, or we call Shlichu Sayu in these days, we're doing the agency of the Smuchim of yesteryear. And therefore, the Tzol says, and it's Meshavah of Nesivis, that the same Pasuk of Asher Tosim Lifneim, which is used in the context of Isui Al Aget, Sugat Peches of Esef Legidin, is used in this context as well. It's limited to Bezdin. The Alpha gav the Mitzvah will eat and get. I feel the Hachid of Neim of Eidotus the Gisim Perek HaMagash Gidin Pechesim and Beis. Hello, the Anan mit Bezdin Shlichu Sei the Kamoi Avdinon. We're doing the agency of Smuchim. The Tzor Bezdin. I will head it low. I am Beis Shmuel Sim Kuf Lamadal Kusim Kod Yud Gimu. Uvi Isi Agit the Tzor Bezdin Shal Shlosha. Yechad and Gover, what should be learned? Therefore, you need a bezin to force someone to do a mitzvah. The sivus has them around the neck. From a portion of a bekamah peches yesterday, as we saw today. U'mashamu the nirtza shekolu yom of the yochel rabo l'sakoso lafisha v'yisur shechul. Please take one. Please take a v'yisur here. The chen misha roa chavero love shatnez yochel aposto be'olav afilu b'shuk. At the famous gemara sefta brachas, you may have learned the gemara. It's the Rabbanon to cover the Briya Sitochen. But if it's the Raisa, you can do it. I feel the cover the kind. Excuse me. These two cases, Allah Hafrisho made Isur. Isur is doing a violation. A Jewish person to live with a Shifcha, or a Jewish person to wear Shabbos, is an Isur the Raisa. Then any person could be, forgive the expression, God's policeman, and can force someone to cease and desist from a mitzvah losa say. That's why the master can do so with respect to his former slave. So he shouldn't do an iser of Kaddish and Kadesha living with a shifcha. So any Jew can strip off the shatness of somebody even in the marketplace. Ava lakofo lakaya mitzvah asay, kol misha eino osen sukkah o eino osen stokkah, lezet tzarek bez nedavcha, v'anan shlichus dekamay avdina. I'm not free from the tsunami. Ain't no like call be alma. I will call Bezin Shakov for the kind I say, Mak and also I should pay to Navsho. That nobody else can do but a Bezin. etc. Adka. These are both the words of the Ktos, in his Meshavah of Nesivis, where he criticizes the Nesivis. Let's chazer again, the two of the greatest Gedolim of all time are fighting here in Siman Gimel, the Rebbe Gimel Choshen Mishpat. That was the Gemara's in Peivavim and Alfam Tzubis, that a Bezin could force them and the whip to perform its tzatzei, sukkalul, etc. Is that only a Bezin or anybody? The Nesivis said it's anybody. Woe is his raya babakama chavches. And the Ktos and his Meshov of Nesivis is, by the way, where do the Meshov of Nesivis come from? It's an interesting phrase. Where did it come from? I'm just testing you, of course. Testing your memories, or see if you were paying attention in the first place. Today is still Chodesh Tishrei. Give you a hint. Can I ask an embarrassing question? Who in this room was in shul on Yom Kippur? Who was there when they read the maftir on Yom Kippur, the most exalted maftir of the year? Ooh. Till the very end, an expression, Mishovev Nesivos Lashovis. Yeshayo Perek Nun Chesto. Test one of those from you'll see it's beautiful. That's what it's, because Mishovev Nesivos. He wasn't saying Nesivos HaMishpah. So he's a pun. Meshovev Nesivos, he's been Meshiv on the Nesivos, defending what he wrote in the Ktos. You should know a little Tanakh. I told you. If you don't know all of Tanakh, at least have Torahs, we should know a little bit. Yom Kippur. Okay? On Sunday, I started asking a question about Chumash Rashi and Parshas Noach. I already spoke about it a little bit. You have to know. Okay, right. So as far as the Tosas right, the Nesivos is right, Baba Kamachov Chesti, Tosas refuted it beautifully by saying, that's a Losasa. It's a Losasa. That's different. But as far as the Tosas, rather, he's correct, from the fact that only a Bez enforced an issue of Beget, there were two Gedolim who attempted to refute this proof.
According to the Tosas, in the question of Shatmos, he agrees that you can go over and speak to somebody?
You can strip him, you can beat him up to get him.
It's also good.
The Gemara doesn't say you can beat him up, says you can strip him. Because if he resists, you can give him a whack and strip him. That's the Losa said. Although we'll see soon that perhaps it's not Lamaisa. No one should leave till we finish, because if you have a wrong conclusion, it's going to be really bad. We'll see soon. But we have a lot of time to go through these source sheets that I gave out. Oh. Now, so Sefer, source number two is Sefer Kutras Yishiyurim, for Rav Guzman, above the Kama, where he quotes his Rebbe, Moab Rabbi means from Shimon Shkop, Rasifah Shari Yosher, and he himself says something very similar to his Mechana to his Rebbe. What do you say? Nira the aim is a steer of the Dibra and the Siva Samishma. Can't be a Gemara against him. You want Git, in other words? Because he proved that the Yamshul Shlomo of the Marashal holds like the Siva, which we'll see later. The Shana Inyan Gitin, the cave and the boy Shnei Eidim, Mishum Dabashah B'Yerba. Hachinami boy din bez on the kufa, the chenya din b'mamon, the lechol dine edus who bez in shneim shoven, kafina dava dava. Bez is different. Av b'shari suri de erechad nemav yisurin, who adin lo binan bez on the kufa lekayim etz sasei, and look at our samech, and this rebbe said something along these lines. Kemoshe kasav. The shari yoshe rabosai is the shari of perek. I think it's Perek Ches. And he writes as follows. A get is an inyan benam lachaveiro. It's part of mishpatim. Need a bezin. Sukkah and lulav is a private matter. No. But the problem is, Rabbi Osai, it's not so simple to say this way. What's wrong? The problem is as follows. Watch this. Ulam tsarachi and begemar ksus pei v'olam an alef. Our gemar. Okay, watch. Rakanas that there are popul of the doch damet priyas v'achol mitzvah. Lo nichle levit mitzvah mai. Omer tanina v'med v'amurim mitzvah slos asay. Mitzvah asay. They say asay sukkah v'en osa lu v'en osa. Mazay v'nash. Adka. Harei. The medama ha-gemara mitzvah priyas v'achol. The madama shibudu lav daraisa, so you can't just take his money away. You have to beat him up to give away, to cough up his money. The mitzvah sukkah. No. It's a comparison of paying a debt to sukkah. That's the deceivist. The mitzvah say, priyas v'achol, yochol kolom lochom lo boi bezin, by sukkah. Udvareinu, if our original distinction is correct, Shem Shkop said, heiz adiminu v'achol v'sukkah, shani sukkah shuinyin isu greida, Mashengin Bachov, Shuinyan Norman. Whoa, there's a great kasha against this distinction. Push about the distinction simply doesn't hold. We say, well, it's a chilek, it's not machalik. Okay? So, therefore, the refutation of Rab Shimon and his Talmud, Rab Gusman Zal, that Benor Machaber was different, is in turn refuted by Rab Gusman himself. Because the Gemara Psuas Peil that we started with the Shia today, we mentioned the last minute of Shia yesterday. Let's see the Gemara again, those who haven't up the Gemara yet. Pei Rav Manaf, the last three lines. What does it say? That the first, you'll, that Priyas Bachov was only a mitzvah. Because she would have the Raisa. So what do you do if you don't want to fulfill the mitzvah? So Gemara says, yeah, mitzvah's law say is limited to 40 malchus. Mitzvah's asay, sukkah, and lulav, eina osin, so maka knows to wash a tete nafsho. The Gemara seems to be comparing the two. In fairness, one. Yeah, again, no proof. Maybe when it comes to a matter of the chavero, the same way as the Rav Shimon has suggested, the benon of the chavero or rabosai, the standard is higher into the bezdin. That's what he said. That's what the more gig. So to hear also, maybe the standard is higher. Who said any private citizen can do anything? But more than that, even though the Gemara is discussing only Bezdin, don't talk about Bezdin, right? Omrin lo, a Bezdin. Maybe a Bezdin can only function in Sukkah and Lulav, but maybe it cannot function at all with respect to Kriyas Lachov, because we said that there's a higher standard, Benam Lachavina, Benam Lamachov. That's in effect the Kasha of the Kutras Yishira. So that's no good.
But even in Benazim L'Chaveiro, it's a more nuanced discussion. Sometimes the Gemara says it's a Rama Baalma. So there's no remedy.
Correct. But here, there's a remedy. Guy owes money. Okay. Now, source number three is the Yor Sameach. Here's the stuff. Let's read together. Yesh Tistapei. It says in Ksuvah's Peivov, quote our Gemara. Okay? He's very careful. Mak and Osho, Shetetze Bavshu Prat, Bizman Abayis. He deferred to the censors. You see what I mean? It's man abayis. It's a censorship, or self-censorship. Okay. He quotes Rashi. Call them Shavala Sev, yes, read of the Kai. Okay, fine. It says in Perak Ameniach, quote talking about Babakan, which you said, Hare, Afagab the Lab Bezdinu, because also Shavala Al Koso. Ulam, but Omolo, the Lulu Vlasa Sukha, the Mitzvah Shokuma say, it's just tapping him to our bezin alone. Oh, the shalom achlogos toast in the sivus. It's a suffix in our sameach. Vinis bone. He wants, you know, typical our sameach style. Let's just think about it logically. What? No? Logically. I'm going to skip this. It's very interesting, but I don't have time for it. Let's get into a little bit more depth than I want to go into right now. Let's go further. Skipping the first part. He says like this. He says, "Udalo kamosha reisiv baktos v'kuntres mishalom nesiva simen gimel." He wants to go against the baktos, like the nesivas. Okay. Avol gam bazeh shemakan also b'kum v'asei dirish lo usku bezin. Aye, the kasha that the ktos raises. But the huska bezn gabe gittin that ana mas in my gita after ein suchen bevavol magashu shlichu sayav dina. That's exactly the Tosus right. Niralan, there's a dafka b'mili the boy shiyeh midato meritzono. Rakev and the kofan also kedin shomerotani su havi midato v'lohavi meusa. What does that mean? It's a world famous Rambam. World famous Rambam. Rambam. This Rambam is a Rambam we're going to be spending a lot of time on down the road because it's very, very important. Oh, is it important? Misha de nosen shekofnos of the garish is ishto. Glorot of the garish. Bezden she yisro b'chol mokom b'chol zman makin osto asher tehome rotzani. V'yichto v'agen v'get koshin. Okay? The question, of course, becomes why. Why? Shein omrim onus el misha nilchatz v'nidchak lasos dove shein v'chuyim min ha-Torah. Lasoso. V'misha hukat shemochar o nosa. Avomi, watch the Rambam's poetry over here. Shetok fo yitzro hara levatel mitzvah o lasos aveira v'huko ad she'osa dove shechayim lasoso o ad she'nitzrachem v'dove she'osa lasoso. Ein za onus mimenu Elohu onas atzmo v'data horo lefichach zeh she'na rotzo legarich me'achos she'rotzo lios mi'yisroel rotzo lasos kol ha'mitzvahs ulistrachach min ha'averis v'yitzru v'shetokfo v'kevin she'huka ad she'toshash yitzro yom ha'rotzani k'for gireish l'rtzono. Pilei plom de garamba. A Jew wants to do the right thing. But there are layers of layers and layers of Yetzirah that prevent him from wanting to do the right thing. Peel away the layers with a stick. And the inside comes out. He's doing what he really bets and really wants to do. Okay. Says the stick. There's an even an Arsamech about this Rambam too. I'm not going to go into it right now. Not the time. We'll get to perhaps one day. It's very, very relevant. But again, can't do everything in one day. Back to the Osamech over here. This is in Hilchos Mamre. Look what he says. He says, this is the, we left off. He says, when you need something which needs midata ritzono, rakeven the kofanos of kedin, shiyoma rotzani asul havim midat lo havim musa, bazeh dafkai de mumchin o shluchin din hu, why they had told us, ain't the rak isu v'lo havim rotzani. And he adds, skipping a few lines, v'chein v'korbonus d'chsibu l'ritzono v'kofen os l'chyom erotzini. That's a Rashi in Parshat Vayikra, both together in Chumash and Rashi. Boy Bezdin, only in these unique cases. But last three lines, av v'kfiyo lecho matzah o lasa suko l'hafresh matnas kuhuna o l'fro ablachov im yifra hachov Shalom Das al Malva, O Yuta Matas Balkorcha, O Yoko Matza de Kvir, Halo Kaimala, Kfu Lecho Matza, Yotza Vadai, Af the Enkan Bezen, Motzi Jodas of Fosa, Losh Tikusad the Mumkin, Vizeboror, Puk Kazi, Losh Rabbein, and Lichos Matza Kobonis, everyone follow me in the bottom of the second column, Perik Yudal. Ubezin the tzuvin la soso miyad at shiakav karbon also at the forcing aval pisha never the ritzono kofin also at shiakav rotani the gemara shoshana v'shamar sisazor lebezin sheasucha. Okay, that's what it says. It's a unique din. It's a unique din. Okay, so he thinks he's right, even though it's against the rav sos and the mishover. He thinks the nesivus is right. Please take one of these. So we have already now the Osamech. The problem with the Osamech is, Rabbi Osai, I think it's against Ofana choices. Yes, sir.
In Rambam, somebody like David Polkowicz, how does our mind today work with that Rambam?
You want to know, does it see his change? Does a person I'm willing to ask Dr. Bakalis, he's a good friend of mine. I'll ask him what he says. I have to make a guess. It's true even today. I'm an optimist. I view humanity in a positive light, despite all of its foibles and all the latest scandals. But humanity in general, I view in a positive light. I think the average person still wants to do the right thing. That's a different question. What if the guy is a mumah? The guy is he's in the church. What does he care what the rabbis say? That's a good question.
But the method, the beating, that's what's to us.
I'm not telling you to beat anybody up. Shalom. I'm saying on public record, is there a tape going? I'm saying on public record, you're not allowed to beat anybody up, because against Dina Malchus and Dina. You're not allowed to beat anybody up to give a get or do any other bits of that matter. You're not allowed. It's prohibited in the United States of America. All right? Period. No ands, no ifs, no buts. There's someone the FBI is trying to deal with right now. I don't want to go into that right now. It's a very serious problem with Chaplain Nathan. Yes, sir. Maybe in Canada. I don't know.
I'm not. Are we on tape?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so I heard from a rogue, I won't say in which city,
okay,
that there was a gentleman in Europe, this goes back a generation or two, that had a couple of wives. A couple of wives.
Whoa.
And they took him down, he was taken downstairs and given a very careful working over to give a few of them guests.
Listen.
And this goes back, this is generations back before the war in Europe.
Before the war in Europe? Yeah. Maybe it was not against even the Malchus of Dina. Or perhaps they held that the Malchus in Europe before the war was not worthy of the compliment of Dina Malchus of Dina. It was called Chamsenus of the Malchus. It wasn't a properly elected or appointed government. That's certainly possible.
And he did what
Rabbanim
asked him to do after that.
Yeah, now if the Rabbanim were reliable, the get is good. If they're unreliable, the get is no good. So that's not so posh. It would be spoken about that quite a bit of time. Here's the Gemara. The Gemara is like this, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, right? We are Sisa, Asara Lebedin Sheya'asucha. That comes to the expression of forcing you. Okay? Forcing you. And he quotes him as follows. Lomali, mi Yaakov also nafa de tanya, Yaakov also malama shakofan also, Yoko ba kocho, tamaloma, lirtsono. Okay, so, famous Gemara. Kofan also, Hashem erotani. It's all Rosh Hashanah. On daf, vav, omur aleph. There's a problem, Rabbi Osai. The problem with the Arsenef as well. I mean, it's beautiful, but it's a problem. Show the problem. Watch this. Watch this, Tosis. Yaakov Osam, now it's a Kofin Osam. Kofin is to say, Nami Kofin. Right? Makan also, achetetze nafsho. I need a pasuk. You might have thought it says the ritzono. It says an extra level, Rabbi Osai. That's true. That's exactly what the Osamech was saying. So far, we understand. But then the Tosis goes on and says, that this it seems to be a comparison between what and what? Korbanos, Yaakov also, to call mitzvahs aseh. So the question, of course, becomes, is according to the Osamech, it's no comparison. I guess he'll say, well, that's exactly what Tosis is doch at the end, which is close to the Ritzonah. So the Kitzer, the Osamech's word is something. But on a simple push-up shot, on a simple level, you would need a bezin to be kofer and not a private citizen in all these areas. I'm going to bring you three riots from the Rishonim. Okay, from the Rishonim. Watch this. Let's first start with Tanakh. Okay. Zohar Shem HaShabbos Lekatsha. Little links. Okay, let's watch. we'll see about asay and lo sasay. Watch this. Mitzvah say is the only mitzvah lo sasay. Av is greater than Yira. Can Mekayim also be goof of Mamono, Rotson, Adon of a Golem, and Nishma, and Asas of Rabbeinu? Lechena, where is the Docha lo sasay? When we play there, Yeonish mitzvah lo sasay, God of also on Kedin, Malchus and Misa. They in also know din be mitzvah sasay, Klal, a little bit more din, Kabo Lula, Betitzis, Enios, Suk Enios, Shesan Hedrin, Hoyumak and also at Chicago of Asas, such a different option. Sanhedrin, not any private citizen. So come before Shiramban Rabbi Osai, that the Gemara is talking about Sanhedrin and not talking about any private citizen. That's source number one, which proves that the Ktos is correct. Okay? Now we'll see if we can get a Urayim.
Sanhedrin may be a higher standard.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know if he means Sanhedrin. There's 80, 71 people out there. It means a Bezdin.
Maybe he meant that this Menabais, when he wrote that in the parentheses.
But it's also a question of life threatening. I mean, when you have a life issue.
That's right, absolutely right. Let's see if we get. Oh, no, it's the wrong one. Sefer Mitzvahs, it's a different category, right? Sefer Mitzvahs. Urayim. Problem with the Urayim, I've also said, they're different numbering systems. I've written down Kuf Samach Dalet in the Urayim, but it's hard to know which system we're working with over here. I'll try it. See if we can bring it. There we go. The main road samav alom meshavani yikufu bezdin kidetanya b'ksubis lakolse. Again, bezdin the first in Urayim. That's two. Third region is the rush, but the rush is found. I'm sure we're gonna find it over here. If I'm looking, there's a rush, a pure rush on the Sefer in the Goyim. I guess it must be here somewhere. First, the Apostle Bavli. I don't know where I'm going to find it. It's dry here. Maybe it's on the Mishnah. Let's try this. The Goyim. It's the rush is found in the Goyim. Perek Gimel. Okay, the bad links. What? Come on. Don't have it. Okay, I'll read it to you. Baruch Hashem, you have it over here. The Rosh, if you look at the Masechta Negoyim, which is printed in the back of. Of the Masechta Nida, most Masechtos of Shas, who also have a separate volume. The Goyim is one of the difficult Masechtos of Seder Taurus. There you go. Here is your rush on the side. Let's get down over here. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Watch this. I'm not finding it here. Everyone say, take it from me, it's a rush of the Sefer Negoyim, and we'll look for it a little later on. Okay? So, we have the first two I got. So, two out of three. Not bad. I just can't find the rush over here. Good. Fine. Rabosa. Where did I get these Bekiyas from? I think I know it. I know these. I have no Bekiyas at all. It's a sefer called the Milue Choshen for Dmitrovsky, which is a parish on the Ktos. He has these Bekiyas. He knew about the Ramban. He knew about the Rosh and about the Reim. So the Yerushalayim are on the Ktos side. But now we come to the most important source of all for today, which is the Trumas Hadesh. This is it's turn your mind because she's sideways. Okay. She'ela. Mi sheshama ishto mekalel. Everyone see it? It's on the top. It's on the top left originally. If you turn it, it's on the top right. Mi sheshama ishto mekalelas mezalzelas biavio v'ima. We cannot be oblivious to sources. Shuvah. He rather the chagav neshari. Afal gav the cost of the Mordechai perek hamadir. Unfortunately, we don't have it. Footnote 2 says lo matosu. I love we have Shuvahs in front of us, but I don't know where it is. I look at the Beis Yosef. We also had no the Bantim Choni Rishalayim. Also, no source. I'm sure they must have been a different kind of Mordechai. But Shuvahs Rabbeinu Simcha that you can find in the Shuvahs from Rami Rutenberg. Now, Mark as Ishta over Balav the Pen Yosef. The source for the Aveir of hitting somebody is a Pasuk, which is an interesting source. It says, Arbon Yakenu Lo Yosef. If you give one more than the 39 for Malchus, you're in an Aveir. If I give you one, and you don't deserve even one, the most over Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. Fehechmir Miod Bedova Kedisa Bedosa. And he quotes our Gemara. But become a chafches. Near to Shekolu lo yomav, Rabbi Messiah Balotzis, Shelo Yotza, Chavav Potter. Shem Vosru le Rabbi Shifcha Knainis, Chavav Boka, Efusha Meisru, Rabbi Yosef Ches, Oster, Pirish Rashi. There are Shor le Chavav Boka, we saw the Rashi, it's on the board. Hein Oso Dina le Nafshei, Rakla Shamay. Hokamon. Here's a very important word now. Very important phrase, kind of the most important phrase. Kol mi shutachas yodo shel adam v'roa bo she'osa dvar avera rashoi lakoso liyasu lafrish min avera v'etzorach lavir lebezit she'afrishu heima b'kochum v'gzeirosa dim lo kein gabe nirtza mai shari lach v'lo yivyenu lebezit atka. This is Chumash Hadesh. So the question becomes, what are the limitations over here? So the fi'ani is daiti.
Is this the justification? Parents
hitting their kids is a pasuk in Chumash, a pasuk in Nach. That's a different story. Whether it applies to Zman Hazeh, it's different. Rav Shlomo Valva has a very famous sefer, and I often said that my wife, when I lived on his tapes before the sefer came out, there was two tapes which later were made into, I think it's called Planting and Building. It's in English, all right? Planting and Building, something like that. Building and planting, something like that in chinuch, education. We have bishop chinuch. If you don't have it, we'll go over it, Mr. Hashem. One of the Thursdays. Today's a Thursday shiur. This is it's like a chumash shiur today. But one of the chumash shiur remarks that we use some of those highlights from that beautiful sefer. But he said that no more. You can't hit anymore. Things change.
No, but I'm talking about the once in a lifetime press.
I myself am guilty. But he quoted that one of the mashgichim said that he regrets any patch he ever gave to his kid, ever. I didn't give my kids too much patch. My father, I don't think, ever gave me patch. He always threatened. Oh. I remember when we were grown, people would say to us, I'll take off my belt, I'll give you a whipping. But he never took it off. That was the expression. I'll take off my belt. I don't think it ever happened. But I hope we were pretty well behaved. But I was not as big a sadder as my father. Gemara has an expression, "Anola gabi avua kechala barchama." We learned to chul in Yerodeya. My father waited 24 hours. I only waited 6 hours. My father never hit. I'm not so such a big tzaddik as my father. He never hit. I don't remember ever hitting me. And I was not such a good father because once in a while I. Rav Volbi agrees that you have to once in a while give a patch what he calls there, ezrari shona. First aid. That's just an emergency. I guess to solve a situation. But as a shita, I'll give you my sheet. I have a report gene on this too. I have a little.
This tachas yodo though.
I
mean, today, no one's.
Oh, so you hit the right point. But we're gonna come to it a little bit of time. But before we get to that, it seems to me, Rabbi Osai, it seems to me that the Truma Zadeshin is very careful in this case. What is she doing? She is cursing. Or she is degrading her father or her mother. Question: if a woman curses her father or mother, what is the punishment in the Torah HaKadosha? Anyone know? Misa, mekalel aviv imo, mos yumas. They're going to have parshas of Mishpatim.
Does it apply to mother-in-law and father-in-law?
No.
No.
No. No. I'm not saying the chatchil. Please, it's not a mother-in-law joke. But it does not apply. It does only apply to a father or a mother. It's a different first pasuk in Chumash and Torah. Okay, good. Now, it seems to me that was common to Mekalel Ova Ve'imo, as well as to the case of Nirza, it's a pasuk in Chumash with a significant punishment. In the case of Shifcha Knaz, it's called the Rov Rishonim. It's an Issa D'oraisa with Malkus of Kodesh and Kadesha. Rama has a different opinion, but even his is a very, very serious violation. And certainly would deserve a punishment. So too, with respect to some of the curses of father or mother, it's even a worse punishment, the Chiyuv Nisa. And even Mizalzelis, you have to be honest, Mizalzelis, that's a violation of Oru Makla Ove Ve'imo. Makla doesn't mean curse, it means to degrade. Kal. Oru! It's a punishment. One of the terrible things is we read in Parshas Kisavo. It's a terrible thing. And therefore, it seems to me, although there's no Chiyuv Misa, that's in the Kal, the shame of Bikinu, the Rambam might raise on this Mamrim, but the Kalala without a shame is certainly a Zilzul, or a Makal of Emo, period. What if she's Mazal's on somebody else? For example, I gave this example, of Viv V'Emo. She is Mazal's in his father or mother, what we called it, her in-laws. This has been known to happen, Rabosa. I tell you, it's been known to happen. Or somebody else for that matter. Although she's in violation, perhaps, of Nisa Vonoah's Dvorim, of, you know, saying not nice things to people, but it's a lav shame of Maisa. There's no ownership of the pasuk. I think it's usur to be mafresh meisu. Unless she curses someone with a shame or a kinu. God's name, or one of the seven kinuyim, or maybe even other kinuyim, maybe even if she uses the word, I'm sorry to say this, but I have to say it to you, G-D, and then she used the word D-A-M-N, which too many people use, Shem Yerachem, in this country.
Without Hashem's name, just
down it? Yeah, no, without Hashem's name, a different story. But she uses it, unfortunately, there are people in this country that I know, they use that serum of those two names. That could be an Issa D'oraisa, which you get Malkus for, Hashem Yirah. If you're crazy cursing, D-A-M-N means a curse, I think, right? So you say it about, there are people I know, it should not be in your vocabulary, Chas V'Shalom. But if someone uses an expression about a thing, a person that kicks his foot and stubs his toe, and use those two words, and the last word is it, I-T, it's a terrible thing to say, but it's not a lav d'oraisa. But if the last word is a Y-O-U, which I've heard people say, even if they're wearing yarmulkes, Chas V'Shalom, it's a d'oraisa, it's for Malkus. Chas V'Shalom.
That's not the expression, dude. The expression is it.
It. Luckily, it. Because with it is not a person, it's just a bad thing, it's not Issa d'oraisa. But I have to tell you that I stand in opposition to one of the greatest gedolim of all time, of Shlomo Luria and his Yamshel Shlomo. And he's not an easy person to be against. So I have to give you full disclosure. And so did the Yamshel Shlomo Rabosa.
He also has another qualification that comes in there. He says, the Pen Yosef, it's not a punishment, it's a preventive measure.
Correct. Also true. Correct. 100% true. Let's take a look, Rabosa.
Rob, can I just ask a quick question?
Sure.
The you with the two. Well, what about, so that's possibly an Issa D'oraisa, Shishbo Mo.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, and what about the expletive?
Thank God. Unfortunately. Thank God someone who uses that expression does not mention God's name.
It's considered to be more serious.
It's a terrible thing. Someone who says it is Chachas V'Shalom, a very big maneuver.
No Isser in that D'oraisa.
It's not the Isser D'oraisa of Kalola. Maybe it's put it this way.
Even though
it's intent to be, I understand what it means. But it's a klola without shema kinu. A klola without shema kinu is no malchus. Maybe it's a deraisa, no malchus. Okay, let's go over here where I'm talking. Watch please, Rabosi, over here in the Yamshel Shlomo, where he has in Perek Gimel Simon Tess. Watch this. Let's see. It's on. If you're holding it, hold it straight up again, it's the left column. The left column. I think it says six. And I'm saying that's what I'm up to right now. Watch what it says. It says, "Mikan hevi agoyin mari v'tshuva zedesh reishukhes shemuto la'odah lahakos es ishto shimikalelas aviyah v'ima machma shoveres al das but ovid dina l'shamayim v'etzor l'viyah l'bezin v'gabe nirtza." Then he says, "V'lav dafka ki agavna ela komashi osa k'neged das toras elokim," or something, "mako osa jatete nafsha afilu overes v'mitzah shevi al taseh." Whoa! That's what we saw before at the top of column 2, that the Yam Shul Shlomo, the Sima Samishvot. Okay? And then he says, "Mekom ha'yamar lakos bako, v'lo v'tochoka v'kimura v'mekot v'rosh shel ene d'shmas." And then he has the brackets. "V'lav davko rab li'avdo u'bal ishto, hu adin kol bar Yisrael yochol lahakos chavero, La Frushime Sura." Yeah, okay. La Frushime Sura, I'm willing to understand. But does he mean it works even with respect to somebody who is not fulfilling a mitzvah saseh? Not so fast. But, Rabosai, let us now turn to source over here, number 5. She kept switching the soup on him. Remember, we don't give Vamis a couple of years ago. The Zochel of Baruch Sherin, then Kosev arrived. The Meolam lo Shamanu Musal and Nashim B'Shotim. I told you this already yesterday. You will not find anywhere in Shas anywhere hitting a woman with a stick, because the rabbi said, "Lo matzah shaman," and the rabbi do all of shas. "Bafilu l'rambam shom, shesavar, im eino shomaz lasos malachla mutelas aleo, kofa b'shotin," and he, the heiliger marshal, understands that it's the husband who's doing it. And I told you yesterday, to be honest, that's a simple read of the Tosfos and Ksuba stuff, Samachim and Levanav, which started this whole discussion. Pins of a laser, hold the stick and hit and force the. Yeah. Says the Heiliger Marshal, watch what he says. Watch. "Hai Natama Kmosha Kofa, Haravis Abdul Bamakal Ritzua, Vinyan Amalacha, Hokanami Balishto." What does he mean? What does he mean? "Then become a gom. Logora me avdo, the loyochol akoso makwas inin acher, ela ba ovro al das, ki agav na isha nami shari, kiddeli el simin test." We just saw that before. That's it. "Velo be inin acher." And he passed like the rabbi against the Rambam in any way. So there's nobody in the world who's matterit. The maser rokeach, which is a little thing on the side, it's in the sixth. Cut off part of it. He says as follows: "The Acher Mechila Ruya, Mi Ichricho LeHafin Gedivra Rabenu, the Baal Matzah LaKosa, Hal Rabenu Kosa Kofin Plural Osa VeOsa B'Shotin, B'Lashem Kofin Osa Lo Koy Abal Klal El LeBezdin El Lo Kan Havel LeMema Kofel Osa B'Lashem Yachin." Oh. So the Rambam, I think, is talking about a Bezdin. The only one who says that it could be the person himself is to Artosis. Our Artosis was Artosis called some account. Artosis is more draconian than the Rambam, according to the Ma'aser Rokeach. I thought the Marshal was a lone wolf, and the Ma'aser Rokeach was 100% right. I found later that there are others who disagree, and also hold like the Marshal, but Pashup said the Ma'aser Rokeach is completely correct. But Tosis, what do you mean Tosis? Let me tell you what I think over here, not Tarsus. He's not forcing her because of any mitzvah. You can't force someone to do a mitzvah. But yes, Ovid Inish Dinal Nafshe. A man, he saw the Gemara, The Gemara says a person can take the law into his own hands to see to it that his rights are not compromised. As the Gemara said in the Kamach of Chesam and Aleph, Lake it pinta velasif, you take a stick, and if somebody wants to trespass on your property, you hit him with a stick. So our Tosef says, the same thing is true if someone is not fulfilling his or her obligation to you in a financial sense. The kfir abos is not because of a mitzvah. We're discussing mitzvahs, aveiros. It's not doing either. No mitzvah, it's no aveira. It's a benonim lachaveiro chiyuv to me. I have a right to enforce financial rights that I have. Either to keep people out of my property, I can take a stick, it's a mefurish gemara. Mefurish gemara. Now, according to the Ravid, my guess is if it's a woman trespassing, you can't take a stick. You find no kofa. That's the Ravid saying. Right? But according to the Rambam, that the kind of a stick applies to a woman, so if a woman is trespassing on my property, I'm allowed to take a stick. The Mefurish gemara Baba Kama Chavches. So the one could extend that, well, the Rambam did not. The Rambam says kofin. But our Tosfos does, and says even he could be kofer to do what? Do the malacha, because of the financial responsibility. That's what they do with mitzvahs and seilos. It's financial stuff. Right? That's how I understand our Tosfos. Yes?
Is the suggestion here that one can enforce a loan by physical means, self-help remedies?
So that's a good question.
In other words,
a good question. Slowly. So the Gemara on Peivav, we're going to assume that the Ketos is correct, is referring only to Bezdin. I can't do anything. The reason being, because it's Gemandam Shibudal Abdaraisa. I have no financial rights as such. I mean, he owes me the money, it's a mitzvah. Priyat Bachov mitzvah, no more than a mitzvah. And I need a Bezdin. But over here, presumably in the Tosis Nafsabah Gimlam Alf and Sakhas Ksubis, that's a financial obligation. Akin to my financial rights, you shouldn't trespass on my property. Well, it wasn't fair, so I could take a stick.
No, but you have psukkim about collection of debts that prevent you from doing something. You got to give back the similar.
That's true. The guy's a multimillionaire, he has the money, it's right there in front of him. I refuse to give it back to you. So, the halacha l'maisa v'pasuk shibudu d'oraisa, perhaps according to the Rambam, a stick might work. But we're not going into that right now. Rabosa. Now, the Vilna Gaon comments. Unfortunately, you don't have your... Can you get Shulchan Aruch for next week, please? I really want to have it. I don't want to use a screen. First of all, sometimes the screen is the work, or the screener isn't available, whatever it may be. It's a good to have a Shulchan Aruch. We're going to be spending the whole rest of the year on Shulchan Aruch. Get one, please. Somehow or other, borrow one. Take it from... I don't want to say... Go against the law, against our law, or any of government. Get a hold of a Shulchan Aruch. It's not so hard. You go to the Gaba in your shul. Can I bother because the Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer for somebody can whatever. You have plenty of I want to read this Rambam. The Rambam Rabosai is a very interesting Rambam. Shulchan Aruch. It's on the Ma'am Makomas. It's on today's Ma'am Makomas. Absolutely on the I don't know if you have the word yet. It's on the Ma'am Makomas. The Sim is on the Ma'am Makomas. Yes. This is on your Ma'amar Kovas. No question about it. Siman Pei Siman Tetzvah. Kol Isha Shetimne Milasos Malocha Ben Lamlochos Et Shrikhan Os Hoson Kofin Os Olasos. The Rambam. Okay. Fine. V'yesh Omin Dei Kofin Os B'Shotin Rambam. What do you mean Yesh Omin? Because the Rambam disagrees. And the Ravid says, there's no shotim when it comes to a woman. Okay, fine. Let's see what the Vilna Gaon says about this Rambam. Okay. The Vilna links. Be a Agra. Haramba, Ukumo Kolkvir, Kimoshakos of where? Sof Perekamadir. And the rabbi says, no, Rolla Matsinu, you saw Yisul and Nashim Bishotin. Perception. Ayin Magad Mishnah Shah. What's Sof Perekamadir? What's that? That we do have. Ayin Zayin Aman Aleph. Give a look. That's the end of Perekamadir. What does it say there? Who, in fact, is doing the hitting in Sof Ayin Zayin Aman Aleph? Give a look. The last half of our matter is of Ayin Zayin. What does it say over there? We're talking about Beis Din. The entire sukkah is talking about Beis Din. Eilu shekol fenos loti. Obviously Beis Din. So you see, the Gra understood the Rambam as the Master Rokeach did, not as the Marashal did. Very ridic. Very ridic. Now the Marashal holds like the Nesivis, as we saw, as Augustine said, but we hold like, I hold like the Tzos. Come back to one more time to the Marashal. Watch this. Watch this. This is the left-hand column. The left-hand column, Rabosai. The left-hand column. What does it say? Anybody can hit someone on the Frisha Misura. Can a basic the Kaman Simchov Zayim Viske Saka Rosh? Redishamutta. Can Isa Be'erchin? Tezayim and Beis. Yochol lo yaken lo yisteren al dvar tochocha almo de shemuto lahakos al dvar tochocha. Really? Really? Let's look at the Gemara.
Sorry, that's in the
brothers. Erechin tezai. Look, everyone, look everything up, Rabbi Osei. Yeah, look everything up. We can't. Everything to look up. Talmud Bavli. Erechin. That's what the Gemara says. Watch.
He has enormous qualifiers.
Oh, we haven't got to them yet. We'll get to them. Lo sisa zechicha b'lovecha. Yocho lo yakenu, lo yisterenu, lo yikalenu. Lo b'lvavcha. Sine b'leva kosa medaba. That's what the Gemara says. That's true. The Gemara does say that. Says the Beferish. However, how does this get passed? Does it say that if it's mutter hit somebody, and if you hit somebody, you're not a violation of those sisters because you use your hands, not your heart? Doesn't say it's mutter. The Rambam, we have a look at Mishnah. Look at Rambam. How did Rambam quote this Gemara? Rambam quote the Gemara. Rambam, Rabosai. What's the Nilchus Deis? He quotes this Gemara. Rambam says, "Aloha hey, kolasoni echad miYisrael belibo over belosa said, vein loke name of meisim, losira torah lasinah shebelay, av lamake eschavero mecharfo avo pisha ein orashoy ein over mishal losista." What's the mashal being a rav merachin that says Zion? Rambam says you're not allowed to do it. I don't know, maybe the Rambam understood the Gemara in Stamasone. Rashi's first time to Tochocha, you can actually hit him, but there's no Raya. And now we come to that critical qualifier, as you said, in the Yamshel Shlomo. I have it here, I both say in brackets, just emphasizing. Labdavka Rav, we read it before, reading it again. Towards the bottom on the left. Labdavka Rav Lavdo Ebal Yishto. Then he has this amazing qualifier. We just took a verich. Where the next bracket starts. V'davka ba'odam mukhsuk l'kashus. Sh'yadua sh'l'shem shamayim asa. V'odam choshev v'muflog. Hava v'stama d'inchi. The average person, Rabbi Osai. The average person. Now, most people are here on Halavai, we should be average person. Lav kol kamine. Yimkeil shavkas chaylech haberia, chol adam reik, any bum, yelech viyakes chaveru al vato chacha, ken tzag brush shayastov leyachta, Batola nothing is just the makla ritzua ela the dayan. Oh, the adam chashuv sheroy lios tvarav nishmoim. Gam ken lefishah mutlagas chaveru ulafrisha meisur. End quote. Narabosa, I have the big kasha. How can the Marshal in the previous column say that a man can take the law into his own hands with respect to doing something wrong, which is what he said beferish in the previous column? What did he say? He said, Bali Yishtok can take a Ritzua, if she's over as Aldas. How can this man is an Adam Choshev, Rabosai? And he means totally L'shem Shemayim? Come on. Even if, number one, the average husband is not Choshev. And number two, even if he's somewhat Choshev, if he's hitting his wife and they're fighting about something, he's probably not L'shem Shemayim. He wants to show he's the master of the house. I'm sorry to be so down on the male gender in a company of all males. We gotta be realistic about that. I've seen too many things. So I think the answer is as follows. Here's the answer. The Marshal has two categories. He has the initial bracket where he says, called by Yisrael, lav dafka rav liyavda. That is true. But, there's another category. And that category, it's very important to understand the other category. What happens of a situation in which there is a concept which the Truma Sedeshin enunciated. I'm going to read it back, turn sideways one more time. Second column, halfway down. Kol mishu tachas yodo shel adam. That's a very important phrase. The Marshal, I think, otherwise the Sira, said if it's tachas yodo shel adam, then you don't need mukhzu v'kashus yudu l'shem shemayim asa. Adam chashur v'mufulam. You don't need that. Because the case in the Gemara in Baba Kama Chav Ches was a typical person, not Choshev, but the Eved is considered to be, in the words of the Truma Sedeshen, Tachas Yodo. Now he's free? Come on. He's free, but he's been your servant for 49 years, and I don't know how many went on until Yovel intervened. So he's considered still to be somewhere under your thumb. And so too, and I'm saying it clearly, Bizman HaTalmud, and perhaps even Bizman HaMarshal, who lived in the 1500s, the average wife was perhaps in a similar situation. Misha Tachas Yadah Shalom. Today, in the 21st century, I give you my word, it's absolutely not true. Whoever's married knows that it's not true. Whoever is going to get married, I'm telling you in advance it's not true. Don't even have a havamin. Rabosi is a very important reality check. And therefore, it's not true. Vaharaya. All the case I deal with, where the couples get into the fights, what does she do? She runs to the police, she runs to secular court, she runs to a bezdin, she runs to a rabbi. She's not gonna just take it. No way. She's allowed to go to even to a secular court if bezdin can't take care of her problems. And therefore, it seems to me that nowadays, I both say nowadays, there's no husband in the world that I know about who can chalila v'chas hit his wife on the grounds that she did a tachas yodi, or that I'm a choshev and muflag and I'm doing total l'shem shemayim. I don't know such a person. This person is probably not fine with his wife. Oh. And let's go a little further. It's the third Yom Shel Shlomo. Bottom, right? Almost to the very bottom of the second column. The perek avoy yavimta kodochim talmuda limotze li'isha ro'a takona. What do you do with her? The famous Gemara, she changed the soup. Below is stamit. Below is lisver b'shotin. What do you mean? Take a stick. There is the Gemara says you can't do it. By implication, you can't do it. Further. V'od. Look at this now. Misei v'ksu v'nilmo. Shekiba l'lav l'chavda, mana eflach v'okir, l'kavadikna v'lo l'bizayim, v'ein zeh derech p'nei amenu l'hachas l'shoseyem, k'minig ha-goyim, cholila l'chol ben bris, sh'me'asos k'davar hazeh, t'moya bolet f'oneinu din zeh, shi shekovel as al-bala, sh'makosa, ha'yinu machmir v'lo me'ilu ho'ya makas acher, to be more strict with him than if he's still hitting a stranger. This is the Marashal that I like. It's all the same author. There's three things that you have to put them all together. This is all Marashal. Where did he get it from? He got it from Rabosai, a Tshuvas Marami Wittenberg. And it comes from where? We can find it in the Dark Emotion. Marami Wittenberg, it can also be found, but we're going to go see it in the secondary source, in Dark Emotion. Why can't I can't find the Dark Emotion now? Tour, Farshi, Tour. No. Dark Emotion Kotzer, Evan Ezer. Watch this. Have a look inside. If you have a tour, you can see it yourself. We're going to see it over here. Watch this. Dr. Moshe writes this down. This is very important. He's talking over here. By Hakos Ishto, different, but you're forced to give a get to circumstance. And they brought riots, they forced to divorce her. Come as far as Kemis Simon, Mashalo, who's going to be Divya Poskim? Ev Shalom, we should push it by them. For Kavachom, and Mehom, any Zon. If any Zon, you're forced to give a divorce. That's just what we saw in Sanon Gimel. Kavachom, if you're hitting her. Ukamoshe, who are over Shuvah now? Avshalo, how you've been Nimsa, the Mehom Poskim, are we shown him? Lachain the screwed. Now the people didn't do it. Lachain litchos dvar brur and bekash. We call them near it. The tov shall the chufa didn't get. And the bederach is that. Lachrimo. Or the tov shall be the goyim. Or beshotim. Shalo lahakoso. You hit her, we'll hit you. We're going to the secular authorities. Befurish. We go to the secular court. Goyim to prevent them from hitting her. We call that today an order of protection. Rabbo said, an order of protection is not a violation of the Fnei of Lola Fnei Yaakov. It's simply self-defense, if it's true. Unfortunately, there are women who make up stories about their husbands, all kinds of stories, that they hit them, never happened. I don't want to think about how bad it gets. People are just using these as weapons, whatever. But if it's really true, absolutely go to court.
And what do husbands do when they suffer such things?
Same thing.
What do you mean? They go to court.
Protection?
Yeah. There are men who get whatever it may be. Okay. The courts don't like men, but that's not for now. Not for now. Watch this. Watch this. Okay. It's a question, the problem of kfiya, of the get which is no good. This he calls it the famous Marik of the, we'll get to it later, but since we have it here already, I can't resist telling you now, it's called Achokas Rabbeinu Tam. The Sugat later on in Tzumas. We'll get to it. Marichus. If she says, Mois alai. We mentioned once before. So it's can you force him to give her a get? The Rambam says, yes. And Rav Poskim say, no. But what can you do? That they shouldn't do business with him. You shouldn't mal his kids. Don't let them go into school. Don't bury them if they die. And they go to Ritzona. Ain't the kfiya. Rak shenos no tovos. B'chein eshivach hachom b'gedolim. That's what it says. Okay, it's a very important yisod. That it's not considered to be kfiya, which would render the get null and void. It's not doing him what you would otherwise do for other people. You're allowed to do that. This is what you throw him into shul. These kind of don't give him an aliyah. This kind of stuff. Don't do business with him. Right? Etc., etc. Fine. I have to tell you a story. The Pesach Sefer. It's a real story. There was a case, came to my attention. There was a fellow who was supposed to give his wife a get and he didn't. A very sad story. Apparently this fellow was sick before he got married. Didn't tell the wife that he was sick. And shortly after the marriage, he got very sick. It was the same condition. And so she said, listen, it's not right, you duped me. Well, you give me a sign, give me a get. We spoke about your vomit, by Richas Gedola, what you have to reveal and don't have to reveal. By Richas Gedola.
Second marriage?
The first marriage.
First marriage of both.
First marriage of both.
Older?
Young people in the 20s. So he wouldn't give a get. And they went to Bezin, and they went to town. Nothing worked. He wouldn't give a get. He couldn't touch him. So they went to the extended family. There's a sister who lives in a particular community, which is not the community where he lives, a different community. And the schools got together based on the pressure of the family of the lady, and they wouldn't let the sister's kids at the school.
Wow.
Problem. So one school, another school. It's a community you're very familiar with. Another school. Finally get to a school that has something to do with me. I got a call from a Talmud of mine. What should I do? I said, don't let the kids into school.
Really?
P.S. The get was given.
The Rav approves of such methods?
I absolutely approve.
I've never heard of this in Toronto.
Okay. Toronto, they do other things. So was in Toronto some years back? I'll tell you in Toronto. In Toronto, the man was supposed to get a get. I'm on tape. I'm saying it on tape. In Toronto, you check out how long it was, if it's really true. But I was told in Toronto. They deserve credit. A man would give his wife a get. And I can't force him. And the woman had a lot of friends in town. Many friends. She was a very popular woman, and she was significant, but his husband was recalcitrant. They wanted a mikvah strike. The woman said, we're not going to the mikvah until she gets a get.
I remember.
Really?
You ever heard of the story?
Awesome.
Check it out. The get was given very quickly. Check it out. You go home next time in Toronto. Check it out. That's what I thought happened in Toronto. Yes?
I'm more thinking of a specific case, but if, let's say, like the situation that you just brought up, that Rebbe just brought up, what if the father happens to not be the greatest of people and doesn't really care that much about the children's education?
It wasn't his children. It was his nieces and nephews. She put pressure on her brother. You better give a get because my kids can't get into school.
Let's say the husband really doesn't get have any care much.
Then you're in trouble. But most people who have extended family, there are pressure points which do not rise to the level of get Musa.
If Rebbe saw that not much was happening,
if it didn't help, what would it do? Wouldn't help?
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do. But I have to tell you one story. It's I was at a wedding a little while later, and someone comes over to me and says, thank you very much. What? Thanks to you, the get was given. I was like the mark of the passage. And he said, okay, if the girl who got the get comes over to thank you, she's here the same way. I said, okay. She comes over to me with her parents, and they thank me to the sky that thanks to my intervention, she got a get, although she'd still be sitting in Aguna. Yeah. Okay, I got a little distracted. Back to my dark emotion. Come on, watch this. Well, Binyamin Zev, Hevi Harbe Chuvas Bezev, Kosel of Asof, the Hu Agorim, Chai Lotzia, Rakshabez, Yashiva Tchila Pamachas Oshtaim, Avalim, Hi Agoremis, watch this. Kon Shehoisa Mekalaloso, she curses it. O Mezalzeles, O Vivi Imo, O Avia Vi Imo, he puts them both together. Vochichob Dvorim Tovim. He gave her good musr, nicely. Velo hoil, os pshita de shari la hakosa uli asra. This is the thing which I wish would be expunged. But the Binyamin Zev said it. Dr. Moshe quotes it. Vim eino yodea mi agorme la baal nemen olea, lo mashi agorem es lapzuka beprutza, ki kol anashu bechetzas kasha saying, etc. Uvidivre chuvis maram de liel, lo mashma kein. Sherekosa daf isha ro also the hakos. Look, I wrote in Kuf Tezvav. Chumas Hadeshin, we just said that's Chumas Hadeshin. Look at Chumas Ramban, Choshen Mishin, Baal Maka Ishto. So Nara Bosa, he made a machlokas out of this. He made the, what happens over here? Chumas Maram. יש להחמיר הרבה על מי שמק אשתו אופן גודלו ודרך בני המנו להקס לשעושן רק דרך גויים. We saw it through sedition. There's no other, you can't do this. Terrible. You could force him to divorce his wife. And even if she originally said I can handle it, she could say I can't handle it anymore. Unfortunately, I'm a member of something called the Shalom Task Force. Have you heard of it? They advertise in all the papers. What it say? It hurts to call, but it hurts more not to call. Sometimes that's their ad. I've gotten some of those calls. And I've gotten calls from mikvah ladies. A woman walks in bruised. And what happened? I fell down a flight of stairs. Yeah. Unfortunately. So this exists, and it exists in our community, Rachmono Litzlah. And I was attended, and I'll tell you a story. I attended a meeting in the Fifth Avenue Synagogue, which went across the spectrum, from Satma to the end. And Rav Pam Zichron Lebracha was the first speaker. It was a terrible thing. There were two professionals who spoke. One was Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, who was then living in Baltimore still as a psychologist. And I believe the other one, if I'm not mistaken, was Rabbi Dr. Tursky. He put a book called The Shame Born in Silence. I got a copy of the book before it was even printed, and my son was in grad school, wrote a paper on it at the time. We're talking now in the late 90s. And when the book was printed, it was banned in Borough Park. Couldn't find the book there. The book was banned in Borough Park. Rabbi Tursky's book. All his books on peanuts you can find. But this book was banned. A Shame Born in Silence, because it's about men hitting their wife. Oh, it can't happen by us.
How could he be banned? I just visited him in Eretz Yisrael. He wears a shrine. How could he be banned in Borough Park?
Because he wrote about men hitting their wives, they banned it in Borough Park. Not only that, but at a subsequent meeting of the same group, some years later, one of the most choshev rabbanim in the world, whom I admire and I love tremendously, got up and said about this problem. It doesn't really exist. We don't really have it. And they had no choice, the people who ran it, but to show a video of Rav Pam, who was no longer alive, saying, at that meeting, someone sitting right next to me says, Rosh Hashiva, raises his hand, is talking in English or Yiddish. It was all in Yiddish. Efshin the Yeshiva Tarvadas, and Shtot Tzalan and Nochak Tzayson and Nesivis, Lamelan with Tamidim, Vita Zayin Agut Aman, Nish Slog and Defroy. Those who don't know what that means. Instead of learning another exercise that we're doing here, maybe you should learn about how a man should treat his wife like a princess and not hit her, chas v'shalom. Now, what's her palm going to respond? He said like this, Ihr hat recht. Ihr hat recht. You are right. The palm didn't get angry. He said, you're 100% right. He's in Torah V'das, he's trying to teach now. That's why I always felt, before then and certainly since then, I always told them how to be a good husband. But since then, they have to have Pabas Machayev us to do it. So we'll do one service less, one Avni Malum less this year. That doesn't matter. But I want to finish this, I only have 10 minutes, I want to finish this today, if I possibly can. In my humble opinion, there's no machlokes between the Maharam and the Truma Sadeshin. There's no head that hit anybody that's to be mafresh from an Easter or Raisa with an Onesh. Mikalelas of Viha Vima. Not as the Binyamin Zev said over here, of Vivi Imo, the in laws. Or Vivi Imo is not the same. It's not a Noachi of Misa. Nothing. What's the Maram talking about the case? And this time in Ishara, she's not over any of these lavender raisa. She makes life difficult for him. It's the Gemara's in the Sephardi of Amis. Can't touch her. Yes, the Binyamin Zev says what he says. I'm not happy with the Binyamin Zev. Unfortunately, the Ramah himself, the Ramah himself, and that's where the problems come, I have to be honest with you. And it's a little bit bold of me just to go passing against enough on the Ramah, but I can't help it. The Ramah himself has, on that very same synod, Kuf Nun Daled. Unfortunately, and I use the word unfortunately, in Siv Gimel, the Ramah says as follows. Watch this. Omen is Omen Emafarin is Kuf Nun Daled. You can't, right? What do you do? Call from the Hotzi. Okay? Ain't a Meshamish. Call from the Hotzi. Chinesh Rogo Licho, so the Hotzi Ishtom in Beso Tomin. Call from the Hotzi. Isha Maki Ishto, Averi Biodo, Kamaka Havero, even worse, we saw. In Rogo Limakach, Ish the Bezin, the Astro, La Chrimo, La Tos, the Bachamine, we did fear. La Shvir Shliaso. In the side of the Rabezin, Yeshomim, Shakofanos, the Hotzi. Period. So far it's great. If we stopped here, I would be make a kiddush. Kiddush, I did a kiddush. Then he says, "V'chozeh shehu masker." Avon he imekalalos so bechinam, but mezalas obi v'imo. So he leaves out of v'imo. V'chochira b'dvarim b'ena mashgachas alof. Yesh omrim d'mut ala kosa. That's the Binyamin Zed. Can't deny it. You saw it in the Beit Hakadosh. V'yesh omrim d'afilu yisheros ala kosa. That's the Maharami Rutenberg. In my opinion, there's no machlokes. Mutter is only a via vimo, not a vivi imo. But what can I do? I'm against the Binyamin Zed. Vasvari shona iko. That's the problem.
Whoa.
So based upon this, there are those who say, yeah. That's the problem. The Fiani is daiti.
He says a vi.
He's the vivi imo.
It's Iker.
Yeah, but he goes on to say you can never prove your case.
True.
He says the guy's not a mem.
It's true. But at the same time,
so
he'll say.
Svara, okay,
but he'll.
Not
but
practical.
But he'll. Whatever it may be. Rabbo said, bottom line is, I got up and I said, we don't pass like this Rabbo. That's a chutzpah for me. Whippersnapper like me. That's interesting. But I think it's true. We pass like the Truma says, only Avi Avi Ima. Or if he's Christmas, Shem Hashem. Then you have to be not just the father, then you have to stop someone from involving Shem Hashem. Even so, the Ravid says you can't hit anybody, any woman, because she's exempt from Shok. But I gave up Pesach this way. Now hold on a second. Oh. There's a Gra, Rabbo said. There's a Gra. Let's see. Yeah, I'm sorry, yes.
What about an older sibling?
What about it? Hitting his siblings?
Like you said,
it's all the same. Beer agro, your base. Watch this. Yes, Omin. Shari min hayotos below ksumi. If a man hits his wife, if she curses his parents, she loses a ksuma. Kemoshka saftiliel simikuf tezvav. Shom. I am called ever base. Yosef sov simen, I am dalit. There's a very cryptic line in the Bir Agro. But let's follow the paperwork. What does the Beis Yosef say at the end of Siman Ayin Dalet? Let's follow the paper trail. If a Gaon Mivilna tells us to follow the paper trail, let's follow the paper trail. See the Beis Yosef, Siman, end of Siman Ayin Dalet. You have it in front of you. You have it in your Tur Beis Yosef. End of Ayin Dalet. Give a look. See what that, we'll see what's on the screen if I can. The first shit. Forshi Abur, Beis Yosef, Evan Ezer, Hilkos Subis, Simon Ayan Dalit. Here we are. See what it says? See what it says, Rebosa. End of Ayan Dalit. Is the very end? What does it say over here? Baal Hamak Ezishto Bechoyom! Every day! You think it never happened until the Ramban was there to Shaila. Ramban lived in the 13th century. Ramban. The Jews, unfortunately, were like, they learned from the Goyim, unfortunately. She went to her parents' house. Who toein? She mekal losa b'fonav. I hate it because she cursed me. He machish also. And she denies it. Heishin. Ein la baal la hakos lanos ishto. The lechayim it nevelo tsar. Hadin imo. She's right. Okay. Zechel dava hover. Avol mekalaloso chinam hadin imo. He's right. We'll see what means he's right. Sherei min hayotzos shelo biksubihi. Now what does it mean hadin imo? What does it mean? Im adav mesupik lebezdin. Bezdin doesn't know who's right. Mi agorim. Yeah. And then what can you do? You try to figure out what to do. Right? Try to figure out what to do. So then you make him divorce, so he give a ksuba. The Gra seems to have understood Adini Mo to mean he allowed a hitter. That's a source for the Ramah. In my opinion, Lahoyer Dvarmi Olam doesn't mean he's allowed a hitter. All it means is that she's not allowed to curse him and she loses the ksuba, as opposed to a situation where he hits her when she's not cursing him. Then Adini Mo, she gets a ksuba. Doesn't mean it's put to the hitter. If the way the Gra said it's put to the hitter, I have only one recourse. It's referring to a case where she cursed him with Shem Hashem. That's what we said, cursed him with Shem Hashem. It's Malchus, then you can be Mavra Shmir Surah. That's my understanding of the gross pshat in the Rabban, it's not my pshat. Halacha l'maisa Rabbi Osaibi, who went through everything, did not hit your wife. Chas v'sholem chalilu v'chas. Now I'll take any questions here. Yes.
We can distinguish all this discussion from what you're dealing with in terms of these organizations to deal with.
Shalom Task Force.
Shalom Task Force. Because wouldn't the Rav agree that in the vast majority of those cases, that's simply abuse, just physical abuse, not anything that could fit in with any kind of halakhic discussion, even with the most,
You don't have to say anything. You're 100% right.
I mean, what percentage of those cases do you think fall within even the bin?
No, it might be
99%.
The unfortunate reality is, I'm saying, I'm very sorry. I get these phone calls.
I mean, don't think I'm in support of this. But I
don't see this. But the phone call often comes with the following situation. He hit me. I went to his rabbi, his Rosh Hashiva. He filled in the blank. He doesn't believe me. Because the rabbi, the Rosh Hashiva, knows the man from the Medrash, or from the Shibul, or from the Shul. He doesn't know me from a hole in the wall. I'm telling you right now, whoever's in this room, whoever hears it, I know you, and the people who, whoever, the one woman you marry, I probably won't know. But if she comes to me, I'm going to believe her. You get petch from me. I don't mean petch physically, the kind of petch. I am here as a defender of the right of a wife to be secure in her marriage. And if he lifts his finger to her even once, by me he's in the doghouse and it's almost impossible to creep out. You read the beautiful literature about it, it's about a terrible topic. And that was the discussion of that case where Pam was there. But the cycle of abuse, that the woman almost wants to be hit, because the fear of being hit is worse than the being hit itself. It's a whole cycle. He hits her. Kiss her, make up. I'm sorry. I lost my temper. I'll be nice to you. Oh, very nice. She already knows for a few weeks she's okay. And then it's going to start building up again. And now she's in terror for the next 2 months. When he hits her, oh, Baruch Hashem, he hit me already. It's not going to be good for the next 2 weeks. It's crazy. That's what Rabbi Tversky's book is all about. That's the book. They banned it in Borough Park. I can get it for you if you want. In the Heights, you probably get it, so you probably get it on Amazon. Oh, that's internet. Oh, you trade for it. Advice, I wish you all a good Shabbos. It should all be halacha below the maisa. Sunday, we go back to the regular students of Sukkot in the Maramakam.